Panhandling itself is not illegal, as the Anchorage Assembly discovered when years ago it sought to create a law limiting the practice. Panhandling is protected by the Constitution under freedom of speech. So then Assemblymember Dan Sullivan successfully proposed a traffic safety law, which made it illegal in Anchorage for a panhandler to step off the curb and into the street to collect money, as well as for a motorist to offer it. At this week's mayor's press conference, Police Chief Mew said for a few days after the May announcement, officers issued warning cards whenever they spotted illegal panhandling. Then the enforcement stage began. But so far, says the chief, nobody's gotten a ticket.
That doesn't mean that we weren't trying to write tickets. It doesn't mean that we were still handing out warnings. What it means is it was impossible for us to find violators to issue citations to.
And that trying took place across much of Anchorage.
We've been working 36 and C, 12th and Muldoon, Diamond and New Seward, Diamond and Old Seward, Tudor and New Seward, Northern Lights in Minnesota, Northern Lights in A, Northern Lights in C, Benson in A, Benson in C, Benson in Minnesota, Spinard in Minnesota, 15th in Ingra.
Mew says the police in marked and unmarked cars are simply too easy to spot, at least by the panhandlers.
The motorists don't really recognize that we're there, but the street people are quite attuned to our presence, and they'll see the patrol cars right away, and they'll see the unmarked cars. Even if they're parked two blocks down the street, they make them right away. They signal to us that they know we're there with a particular hand signal, and then they leave.
Yet the enforcement push against stepping off the curb to collect money may have achieved mixed success.
We've talked to some panhandlers that are just giving up. They're leaving town. They say they can't make any money. We have anecdotal information suggesting that some of them are retiring to parking lots where we can't necessarily enforce this ordinance and are approaching drivers in parking lots. A little more of that and a little less activity on the street.
Mew says to determine if panhandling has lessened or simply become more adept at avoiding detection, the police have launched an undercover vehicle and officer operation. Mew says so far that has not produced tickets, but there have been results. For example, an undercover officer saw a panhandler preventing a pedestrian from using a bench along Muldoon Road. One observed cash exchange involved a driver with an outstanding warrant and a suspended license. No ticket, but he went to jail and the car to impound.
I actually stopped somebody the other day at 36th and C. That person also being driving on a suspended license. He was driving because his girlfriend was drunk and he didn't want her driving. And so she went to a shelter, he went to jail, and their car got impounded. And so I didn't feel like writing him a ticket on top of all that.
The chief says it's his impression that drivers are increasingly observing the law. Mayor Sullivan added that enforcement does not mean individuals can't help those on the streets.
If people will go to changeforthebetter.org, you can find the organizations where, instead of giving money to the panhandler and furthering their degradation, give to an agency that can actually help these people. The more money given to those agencies, the more case managers they can hire, the more rooms they can acquire to actually help these people. So it's all connected to the campaign of Change for the Better.
The Change for the Better website notes that money not given to the agencies, but to the panhandlers instead, far too often goes for alcohol and drugs, and that can result in costs to the city as police pickups and emergency call-outs for the fire department. For KSKA, this is Lon Anderson.